Last week with Felix Holland, we looked at the definition of stress and being overutilized and underutilized in our life, and how being overstressed can have negative effects. Being understressed in our life can have a negative effect. But what is the long-term effects of stress?
Well, there is another model of looking at stress, which is the long-term effect of stress. You live in a low-performance area, and then your performance goes higher, your stress goes higher, your performance goes higher, your stress goes higher, and you anticipate that it just goes higher and higher, like a line that goes higher in a grid, higher and higher and higher. And you can do more, you kick in some time management, some relaxation management, some healthy food and exercise, etc., etc. And you try to go higher and higher. And I still remember a session I went to when I was 22, 23 about time management. And I was very impressed. Oh, you can really manage your time and you can be more productive and your performance can go higher and higher. And so the image I had in my mind was it goes higher and higher and higher and higher. But actually at one point it doesn't go higher anymore. It doesn't even plateau. It goes straight down or almost straight down. It's when you get a burnout, when you get fatigue, exhaustion, when you get sick. This is when your body reacts to the high stress and your high performance. And so this is a biochemical reaction to stress.
So we need to realize that there is a point, there is a physical point where our bodies cannot handle the situation, any more stress.
That's right, yeah. When you don't have the social and personal resources anymore, and when you don't have the biological resources in your body anymore. And there is this well-known fight or flight mechanism that many of us know. And it shows that when an organism experiences a shock or perceives a threat, it quickly releases hormones that help the body to survive. So in a shock situation or a threat situation, our body releases hormones. And these hormones help us to run faster and fight harder. They increase heart rate and blood pressure, delivering more oxygen and blood sugar to power important muscles. They increase sweating in an effort to cool these muscles and help them stay efficient. They divert blood away from the skin to the core of our bodies, reducing blood loss if we are damaged. As well as this, these hormones focus our attention on the threat to the exclusion of everything else. All of this significantly improves our ability to survive life-threatening events.
But this is not a long-term reaction. And many of us live on that adrenaline kick in a stressful situation. And this is something that God has designed for a rapid response, not something to live on all the time.
But actually, those triggers we experience almost every time we come across something unexpected or something that frustrates our goals. Last weekend, I checked in at the airport, and there was a long queue, and I was late. Fight or flight response. Do I fight? Do I sneak? Do I cheat? Do I go into the executive lounge or executive line, first class line, and show my gold card that I don't have? Or do I flight? Do I just stand in line and wait until it's my turn, and all the pressures in me are cooking, and the hormones and the stress and the fear are going to miss the plane, etc., etc. So there are these little experiences where we have this.
Okay.
You have some noise in your house, mm-hmm. and you don't know what it's about, or the thunder comes. I don't know. There are many, many smaller scale experiences where our body reacts. And then again, we have increased heart rate, increased blood pressure. We have more oxygen and blood sugar in our muscles. We have some little sweating to cool the muscles. And we focus our attention on the threat to the exclusion of everything else. We focus very much. When I talk about this in a seminar, I usually clap and shout or scream.
And everybody has that instant.
And all of a sudden, I have the attention of everybody. and they are shocked, and some even yell, ah! Like what happened? And you see the reaction. They don't really sweat immediately, but the body reacts to this as a threat. And when the threat is small, our response is small, and we often do not notice it among the other distraction of a stressful situation. So the threat is not necessarily a life-threatening, but it accumulates and it adds up.
So really, it's as those things add up that then can cause us to continue climbing to that level where we think we're responding well, we think we're dealing with everything, but our body then has a reaction.
Yes, and the question is, how long can you survive like this with those little triggers that add up? Your performance goes higher, your pressures get higher, and it's adding up, and the triggers adding up, and your heart rate goes higher, etc. How long can you survive like this? And there are definitely negative consequences to this. I remember a time when I had heart problems, breathing problems, and I got really scared. My dad had a heart attack. And I got scared that with 28 years of age, I get a heart attack. And I had times where I couldn't breathe. I could only take very short, like breathing in, because my lungs couldn't fully breathe the air. I got scared. In hindsight, looking back, my body reacted to the high stress I lived in. That was when we did the orphanage work. I went to a doctor in Hong Kong and did EKGs and medical checkups, etc., and he explained this to me as a reaction of high stress.
For me, my physical reaction was I was sleeping up to 13 hours a day. My body physically couldn't operate on the normal 6-7 hours of sleep that I used to. I was going to bed and sleeping soundly and deeply, which isn't normal. So everybody has a different reaction, a different negative reaction. We need to stress that. Not everybody's going to react the same way.
But everybody has this point. The point is not the same point
yes.
in this line, but everybody has the point where you just can't increase your performance anymore. In Christian circles, we don't like to talk about this. We like to talk about the heroes.
Mm-hmm.
We like to talk about what God did and the good results, etc., etc. I remember when I moved to Taiwan, I heard about an organization, had a conference, and the speaker came, and after the first day, he had a heart attack. He didn't die. He had to go to hospital. But at that time, I was new in overseas working, and I thought, well, he got a heart attack because he had a bad relationship with God. Now, many years later, I think, no, he didn't have a bad relationship with God. He wasn't even disobeying God's commands in a single situation.
Mm-hmm.
He was just overstressed. He expected too much of himself, etc. And he should have taken care of himself more. One situation I like to share is my wife had a time of depression. And my reaction to her depression was warfare, was fighting, was motivating, was encouraging her. I couldn't really see the reasons behind her depression. In hindsight now, I see that it was stress. We had too much stress, too many changes in our life, and her body reacted in form of depression. I didn't take that serious at that point, but once we started talk about depression, we met other people who had depression. It's like once you start talking about something, everybody has it. And then I met a woman who was also part of our organization who had very, very severe depression and anxieties. After meeting with her and her husband, I realized it can get worse. This is not about fighting the depression of my wife. It can get worse and worse and worse. And I got really scared. And I came back and said, well, we got to do something here. We got to change our lifestyle. Otherwise, we end up dead, and I don't want to die. I want to survive. I want to be available for God. I want to be there for my children. I want to live a long-term, healthy lifestyle.
In that situation, you looked at the option of flight or fight.
Yes.
And in that situation, there are times to leave and to change a lifestyle and to just spend that time in recovery.